In our mail this week, we received this letter. Dear Ms. Hansen, any of us donkeys would object to your misuse of the terms carrot and stick during your March 14th interview with Robert Gallucci on the art of diplomatic negotiations. You apparently meant stick equals punishment while carrot equals reward. The true carrot-stick usage is based on the practice of Zebediah Schwartz, who long ago drove wagons pulled by donkeys. Holding a stick with a carrot hanging from one end, Zebediah would cleverly dangle the carrot just in front of the donkey's face. The letter continues, the game was this. We donkeys pretended to like carrots so much that we would continuously advance toward the unreachable carrot. This is how Zebediah fooled us to pulling the wagon. By playing this game, we didn't get the daylights beaten out of us, and at the same time, Zebediah could feel pretty good about himself. I bray you set the record straight, signed Don Key, as told to human scribe John DePillis in Riverside, California. Gene Bedient in Lincoln, Nebraska writes, I tend to cringe every time I hear on the radio an explanation that I am about to be subjected to an engineer artificially recreating the sound of a traditional acoustical instrument. The sound of the simulated uncracked Liberty Bell and the simulated cracked Liberty Bell live down to my expectations. Both sounded miserable compared to the sound of a real bell. Thornton Kimes in Seattle, Washington also wrote about the subject. On tape, CD, and the virtual version, the Liberty Bell sounds mature and seasoned to me, not damaged or sad. The uncracked virtual bell sounds immature if we're going to continue this exercise in anthropomorphisming. Muslim carpet weavers leave imperfections in their creations because Allah is the only perfect thing in the universe. It would be interesting to know if anyone feels that way about bells or if the real Liberty Bell has inspired anyone to make bells with cracked inner surfaces. And finally, from Brian Ridgely in Dallas, Texas, about 12 bars of the most amazing guitar playing ever heard on popular music, Danny Cedrone's solo on Rock Around the Clock. Mr. Ridgely writes that it was probably not correct for Alfred Lubrano in his essay to refer to it as the first rock guitar solo ever recorded. Cedrone himself played the exact same solo note for note on Bill Haley's Rock This Joint, recorded 47 years ago this month and released on the Essex label. The recording predates Rock Around the Clock by 2 years. Send your letters to Weekend Edition, Sunday, Letters, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Our email address is wesun@npr.org. Please include your full name and address in the body of your message, and you already know how much we love pronunciation assistance.